To say, Mike, are there any corrections to the minutes? Can I have a motion to approve the minutes as printed?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Thank you.
Minutes.
Is there any discussion about the minutes? We're on the little one, the little packet. Yeah, we're on.
So Jenny. Do you mind if we start with the roll call vote or a roll call before we get into the minutes? Sorry.
May I have a roll call, please?
Certainly. Hatfield.
Here.
Barakoff.
Here.
Williams is absent. Marquez.
Here.
And Brown.
Here.
Okay, you have a quorum.
Thank you. We are starting with the... Which one are we
starting? Starting with any revisions to the agenda.
We're starting with the Planning Commission, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, just
yes.
Double checking. Had a question? We're starting with the Planning Commission. So we are...
This is the...
You know what? You better use the other packet because I think there's some changes.
They should be the same packet.
No, it's here. Here's the agenda. Here's the agenda.
This is today, the 19th.
Here's the agenda. Here's the agenda.
It's a regular meeting, March 19th.
Yeah, but...
Hello?
And then we messed this part
okay.
up. Okay, so...
Okay, we're okay.
Do we need to have a vote on the minutes? Or do we complete that task?
So I had a motion made by Brown and then seconded by Marquez. Okay.
If there's no discussion, we'll approve by consensus. Is that okay? Okay. Approve by consensus.
Are there any revisions to the agenda that you'd like?
I guess not. If this is... I don't think so.
Okay.
Anybody... Do we need to approve those? Okay.
Yeah, if you'd like to do a motion, a second for the
So need a motion agenda. To approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Moved by Brown and seconded by Barakoff.
Any amendments? And hearing none, shall we approve by consensus? Okay. Approved by consensus.
So then the next item on the agenda is the election of the chair and vice chair. So currently, Ginny is the chair and former Commissioner Bagley was the vice chair.
I make a motion to elect. Was it on? I make a motion to elect Virginia as chair.
Second.
Okay.
Okay, moved by Barakoff and seconded by Marquez.
Do we do a roll call vote on this one? Or, yeah.
We should. There was no discussion. You want to go straight to a roll call vote?
Is there any discussion?
No.
I think you've done an amazing job, sir.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
So we'll have you do it again.
And then we have vice chair next. Can I make a motion?
I think we...
We have to do something?
We could...
Do you mind if we do the roll call vote for the chair first?
Okay.
Yep.
We'll nominate you.
Okay. Brown.
Yes.
Marquez.
Yes.
Hatfield.
Yes.
And Barakoff.
Yes.
Okay, motion passes.
I move to appoint... Which one of these? Helen as vice chair. Helen Brown.
I'll second it.
Okay, moved by Hatfield, seconded by Barakoff.
Roll call vote. Oh, any discussion?
None.
Hearing none, maybe we have a roll call vote.
Hey, Brown?
Yes.
Marquez?
Yes.
Hatfield?
Yes.
Barakoff?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes.
Okay, appearance requests. I see no. Is there anybody online?
No.
Okay, so seeing no appearance requests, we'll move on to announcements. Anybody have any announcements they'd like to present? Okay. Hearing none. Staff? Sorry.
Speaking for the department, we had a, as we talked about, I think at the last meeting, we had our consultants for the comprehensive plan come into town for a week a couple weeks ago and held a lot of focus groups and a couple public workshops, and it was successful. We got a good turnout from people, so we're looking forward to seeing the results from that.
I enjoyed participating in that. It was a good group, and I think they'll have some good results.
We had Sue Unger from APIA was here, and we had meetings at the senior center. We discussed about for the seniors, elders, like with healthy living, with fish and stuff like that, how everybody kind of voiced their opinion. Then they went up to the tribe, and I think they were introducing the hunters to, you know, the younger ones, trying to get the kids, the younger ones involved to be eating fish and seal and stuff like that. It was pretty interesting. And she's still here, I think. She leaves maybe tomorrow, I think.
Okay. Okay. Oh, and now we have come to the minutes, which we already approved. Okay, so shall we move into our public hearing? May I have a motion for resolution 2026-02?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
So this resolution
moved by Brown and seconded by Marquez. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't know if you need it read into the resolution read into it.
Yeah, if you'd like to read the text from the agenda, that'd be great.
So the resolution approving a conditional use permit for a healthcare clinic at 372 Bayview Avenue, Unalaska, Alaska, Plat USS 1992, Lot 1, Block 3, AIRD, parcel ID 0307401. Any?
I have a question. Where is this location at?
The old chiropractor in the front beach.
The chiropractor down by the
down
beach?
Down at the front
okay.
beach.
Yep.
Okay, I was wondering, where the heck is that?
So, Cameron, would you like to talk about this a little bit?
Sure. So... Yeah, like Helen was saying, this is the chiropractor's office on Bayview, so down by Front Beach. Arctic Chiropractic has had an office there for a number of years now. But for the actual conditional use permit, I'm going to turn it over to Daniel to introduce the staff report.
Okay, thank you, Cameron. And good evening, commissioners, and for the records. For the records, I'm Daniel Opoku, an associate planner for the city of Unalaska, and I'll be presenting the staff report for this resolution number 2, 2026. And this is a conditional use permit request from Walter L. Campbell for a healthcare clinic located at 372 Bayview Avenue. And I would like to give a brief project overview. This application is proposing to operate a health clinic on the first floor of the structure, and on the second floor, I think it's actually trying to maintain the residential use of the building. The property is zoned while maintaining, the property is zoned right now as single family or duplex residential. And to be able to, you know, have a healthcare clinic on the structure, I think they will need conditional use permit to be approved by commissioners before that goes on, because the clinic is not permitted outright. So according to the city's code of ordinance, title number 8.12.200, and then title 8.12.04. Subsection D, item number 7, it states clearly the procedure to follow to ask or, you know, apply for conditional use permits. And with this structure, I think there will be no external expansion needed. I would like to talk a little bit about the site and then the surrounding. This structure is actually within a residential environment, and the east side, the west side, and the south side is really surrounded by residential structures. And I think the north side is really zoned as subsistence style lands, literally a coastline. And with this structure, I think it's probably to promote, you know, the health benefit of the society and the neighborhood and the entire community. So the staff did a review of the application under the criteria of the Un-Alaska Code of Ordinance, Title 8.12.200, subsection C. And in our findings, we realized the application, or, you know, what the applicant is really trying to use the structure, the first floor of the structure for, is really in compliance with the comprehensive plan that we had in 2020. That is for the benefit of the entire community, the entire neighborhood. And we also realized that with the compatibility of the use of this application, it's a residential area, but it's going to be used with low intensity, and it's going to be used, you know, for professional use, and it's really going to be used with some conditions. I mean, there's not going to be any outdoor storage. There's not going to be any outdoor operations. So it really fits into this. And with the impact too, we realized there is not going to be any expansion. There was no proposal for any outdoor expansion or, you know, any outdoor activity. So we realized it's not going to really have any negative, as of now, we realize it's not going to have any negative impact on the environment. So due to that, under the City's Code of Ordinance, that is Title 8.12.040, under subsection L, we made some conditions, you know, that the operator of the structure or the clinic would have to follow if it's been approved by commissioners. And that include really using the clinic's first floor, the first floor of the structure as a clinic, and then maintaining the residential unit, and also operating within the normal operation hours, and also no storage outside, and no cause of, you know, excessive noise, odor, or other impacts. That is all under the compliance of the City's Code of Ordinance, Title 8.12.040, under subsection L. So with these conditions, I think with our findings and everything, staff recommend approval of this resolution number 2 for the year 2026. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Daniel. And I'll, I should have started with this, but I'll back up a little bit because you're maybe wondering why are we talking about this. They've had a chiropractor's clinic there for years now. So a couple of years ago, this property was originally zoned commercial, which is appropriate for a clinic like that. A couple of years ago, they were looking to sell the building. They wanted to turn it purely into an apartment building and sell the business. So they asked us to rezone the property to purely residential. We did that. And then a little while later, I think their plans changed. They decided to reopen the clinic there. But now it's a residential property. So that's why we're back here doing the conditional use permit for it.
I have a question. So you're saying residential. So have the people that live around there, are they anybody not in favor of it? And were there any notices set out to them?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten anything back from any of the residents around there. As part of the permit application, we send out a notification to anyone owning property within 300 mm-hmm. feet of the building. We haven't gotten anything back from anyone.
My other question is the clinic, who will be, is it going to be Iliu Clinic or the tribe clinic? Who's going to be the clinic there? I mean,
It'll still be Arctic Chiropractic. So it's Arctic Chiropractic's clinic.
It'll still be, okay.
Yeah.
All That's my question.
Any other questions? Yeah, I think it makes sense to restore this. I think they provided a key service before, and it's definitely, you know, lacking now. We don't have enough chiropractors, I think, operating, and it'll also bring in massage people, whatever they're called, massage therapists.
Yeah, well, half the time they're not here too, you know.
Yeah, so hopefully that'll improve care for our community. So I'm in favor of it.
When you speak of a clinic, is it just going to be for like chiropractic, not for like a regular clinic? I guess that's what I would like to know.
Yeah, it's we're saying clinic because that's how our code identifies this kind of thing. Yeah. But we're talking about a chiropractor's office. Yeah.
Is there somebody there now?
Yeah, they're operating there now.
Okay. Because I know when I had my knee operated on and Jim wasn't here, and I had no place to go to have, you know, for exercise and therapy. So we do need someone here.
If there's no more discussion, and the applicant's not here to talk, we can call for a vote.
Okay. Brown.
Yes.
Hatfield.
Yes.
Marquez.
Yes.
And Barakoff.
Yes.
Okay, on a vote of 4-0, the motion carries. There will be a brief appeal period where anyone can file an appeal if they feel like they've been wronged by this decision. But after that, the permit will become final.
I think we did all of this under the public hearing. So my apologies for that.
It's okay, Jenny.
Okay. Okay, do we have any items for our work session? No items. And then I guess we're ready to adjourn. May I have a motion to adjourn? And I'll second.
Okay, moved by Barakoff, seconded by Hatfield.
Adjourning at 6:17.
Okay.
Call to order at 6:17. May I have a roll call?
Certainly. Hatfield.
Here.
Barakoff.
Here.
Williams is absent. Marquez.
Here.
And Brown.
Here.
And Dean is here. Hoag is absent. For Harriet, the Historic Preservation Commission is all of the planning commissioners, but it also has myself as the planning director and then the city manager as the voting members. So you have a quorum.
Thank you. Are there any revisions to the agenda? May I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay, moved by Brown and seconded by Marquez.
If there's no discussion, we'll approve these by consensus. Okay, so approved. No appearance requests in the audience and none online. Is that correct? Nope. And no any new announcements?
I actually do have one for staff. So you might remember, about 6 or 7 months ago, we applied for that designation as a World War II Heritage City for the state of Alaska. For whatever reason, the Secretary of the Interior did not designate any new cities for that program across the country. So they have reopened the application period, though, and we're looking to reapply this year.
That's too bad. I wonder why they didn't.
So what's that? What is the historic? I mean, what does that consist of? What do we do? I mean, what's the purpose of it?
So it's an honorific. It's a program run by the National Park Service that designates one city in each state as that state's World War II heritage city, meant to recognize the importance of that community to World War II history in the country, both on the home front side of that and for the whole of World War II. So we put in an application to be Alaska's city for that last year, with support from OC, the Q Tribe, and City Council. And our application was meant to highlight on Alaska's importance in all aspects of that, both that the, you know, obviously there was a base here, but then also forced evacuation and everything else that came with World War II. So we're really trying to capture the whole of our history with World War II here.
Is the museum involved in that?
I think when we first did, I don't know if the museum did anything for that. I think we definitely talked about it in the Historic Preservation Commission, mm-hmm. and supported it there. It's a pretty exciting opportunity, I think. I mean, it's nice to have such designations because it does bring attention and could bring, you know, tourism or, you know, whatever else it might bring. Mm-hmm. I don't think it required much work. I mean, our history is pretty clear. Okay. How many people that event impacted out here. So thousands of people.
Never heard of it before. That's why I asked about it.
Yeah, honestly, I hadn't heard of the program before someone reached out to us.
Are involved with that? Like Akutan or Yukolsky or?
So the is it National Parks? Who Secretary of the Interior? I mean, Department of the Interior?
Yeah, it's the National Park Service.
This is something that one city in each state can, is that right? Am I getting that right? Apply to become part of? And any city can apply for it. So whether or not ATCA did, or many of our Aleutian cities were equally impacted. I just know that I don't think we know who all supplied, right, Chairman? That information was never available.
I couldn't say for sure who else for Alaska applied. We did have support from Anchorage. And I think Fairbanks and Nome did not apply, at least. So you can see I'm pulling up the map of the designated ones now. Alaska currently doesn't have one. There's one for Guam, as well as a lot of states in the U.S. But it's we got a lot of questions about that, of whether that would change like historic protections for some of the World War II structures that are around here, and it doesn't. It's purely an honorific for the community. World War II heritage cities. Yeah. So in the Park Service, when a city gets selected, a Park Service then puts it up on their website. They publish stories about that community. They publish, you know, historic photos and everything. So it's a way to get us out there, get our history out there. Yeah, they do include counties as well. Yeah.
I wonder if we want to do a borough. Like, are we part of the East Borough?
We're not.
Or West Borough.
Well, so West isn't a borough. It's there's a census area, but so we don't have a borough. That's an interesting question, though. If we could go get together with other communities in the region.
I wouldn't mind helping work on that if you guys want to help with that. I think that would be more powerful. Whatever region we're in. If we're in the same with ADAC and ATCA, that would be
Yeah, let me see. I know there's rules with the like the jurisdictions that apply. Let me see if there's something we could work out, because yeah, it's a good idea to have you know, some cooperation from the other communities around here for this.
Any other announcements? Yeah. Okay. May I have a motion to approve the minutes from January 15th, 2026?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the meeting January 15th, 2026.
I'll second.
Okay, moved by Marcus, seconded by Brown.
Is there any discussion about the minutes? Hearing none, we'll approve them through consensus if there's no problem with that. Okay, considered moved. All right, moving on to our work session, the Fort Leonard Magazine E2 and J Detonation Munitions Response Site, Expanded Munitions Response Area Remedial Investigation. And I would be happy to introduce this since I, unless you wanted to say something.
I can say a couple of things to start. Would you mind doing can we do a motion a second to get into work session though? Sorry.
Can we have a motion for a work session to move into work session?
I make a motion.
Okay, Brown.
Second.
And seconded by Marquez. Okay. Thanks for the procedural stuff. Okay, yeah, I'll just say a couple quick words about this. There's no action to be taken on it. It's purely advisory. The Historic Preservation Commission gets notified, especially for federal activity in town that has the potential of affecting cultural resources or any historic sites. And that's what's happening here. This is part of the FUDS program, the Formerly Used Defense Sites, the U.S. Army Corps program to clean up World War II base contamination. So on Fort Lerner, they're expanding the area that they are intending to remediate. So they did a cultural resources survey as part of that. And coincidentally, one of the archaeologists working on that is here. So I'll turn it over to Dr. Hatfield.
Yeah, it's actually my partner who did 98% of this work, Kale Bruner. I did get to do some on the first stage that they did. I did some monitoring over there, and then I helped a little bit with this report. But the work is basically they're surveying the ruins over there at Fort Leonard. It has substantial World War II structures, a lot of Quonset huts, some batteries, a blown-up gun or two, a rail gun, a big bunker, control bunkers. It's a really neat historic area. But it's pretty remote and hard to get to, pretty high up in elevation. The work, I think they've got a third phase happening, which is what they're talking about here, this summer. And they're kind of going through this process of cleanup, and this is one stage of that. So we, through doing the cultural resource survey, have documented a lot of the extent of this World War II activity. Which makes it kind of significant. I'd say it's one of the more significant World War II areas because, you know, for one thing, it hasn't been developed over there, so there's a lot that's still intact. And for a second reason, it was a pretty big setup to defend this harbor. So they, you know, had this battery ready to fire at any ships that came in that might come into the bay. So.
Where is this here at?
It's up above Eider Point.
Eider Point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's... Yeah, so are there any questions about it? Or?
What's the cleanup look like?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of cleanup, and they started in 2024 with, you know, they have to start with any explosives. Mm-hmm. And I think they're still concerned about explosives. I think they're expanding the survey. They did the expanded survey in 2025, and I think now this summer they'll do some cleanup for explosives first, and then they'll come in and do other things like any diesel fuel, any oil. You know, slowly but surely they are going to clean it up.
Okay.
Bring all that wood ever. It was a major installation. Of course, they put in that switchback road, which was a substantial effort, not uncommon to other parts of this island where they developed. A road that quickly deteriorates, so it's, you know. They, one of the problems is when they decommissioned that base, they decided to blow up the gun, you know, which was a giant, you know, big rail gun. And that kind of caused the scattering of, well, and then also part of their cleanup was to dump some of the munitions over the side of the cliff. So they've kind of scattered the munitions into places that they have, now we have to come back to and to clean up. So there's a lot of work on the beach down below because of that. And then up above, of course.
Was there a lot of Quonset huts over there?
A bunch.
Really?
Yeah. I think that new survey documented something like 40. Here's the map.
How many?
Just a bunch of them. I think it was in the 40s. I have to go back and look. I can't remember where.
40?
Like 40, yeah, 40 Quonsets.
Wow.
Total. Can't remember if that was from this. Yeah, well, we got a bunch around here. Yeah, they're mostly cleaned up, of course.
Yeah,
this would have been like what it was like around Fort Brumbach out at Summer Bay, and then Fort Schwatka up on Ulacta Head was real similar. I'll bring us back to this report. I think that this is just a presentation to make us aware of this activity. I can confirm that there's no prehistoric Anunga sites up in this area that we found. There have been like maybe one or two chipstone flakes, so probably people were up there, but just a little bit. And we don't see any evidence of houses. So the impacts to the cleanup will impact only this historic site and not the prehistoric activities. All right, they cleaned up a little bit of the munitions, like some of the ordnance that might have been explosive. They did a whole lot of like digging little holes and testing to try to find the explosive. So they, you know, did a little bit of that. But they're, I think, for the next decade, going to be coming back out to do cleanup at various stages. All the buildings have asbestos in them. So if it ever is going to be used for like a park area, they're going to have to clean that or destroy the buildings probably. Any other questions or discussions?
Awesome
worries,
Probably under explosive city here.
Yeah, I know they found one good one. Well, I guess we'll move out of work session at 6:35. Oh, may I have a motion? Thank you.
Make a motion to move out of work session.
Second.
Okay, moved by Brown and seconded by Marquez.
All right.
You're out of work session at 6:35.
And I'll take a motion to adjourn, if you guys would like.
At what time? 6:35?
That means they're quick.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, moved by
I'll second.
Marquez, and seconded by Brown.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Now it's officially adjourned. Thanks, Jerry.
All right.
We're done.